Before we welcome the Council of 12, it's important that we give you some foundational information. Before I do that, I meant to mention in our conversation about the different light frequencies. We have been asked to carry much higher frequencies of light within our field and within our bodies. In your day-to-day life, most often, if you can function at 100% light, that is quite a task for some, because there are constant interruptions, because you are also part of the collective consciousness of humans on Earth. And as you know, many portions of that human consciousness are functioning in third and fourth dimension. So you are affected by that in your day-to-day life. When we are in our crucible, when you are in your Merkaba field, and you are relaxed and you are centered, you can function at 150%. But it's important that you realize, don't put that pressure on you on a day-to-day basis when you're outside of the crucible, when you're outside of your Merkaba field and operating in day-to-day life in third dimension. Because to maintain 150% light, you put too much pressure on yourself, too much tension in the body. So come into that 150% light daily, if you can, in your meditation, in your quiet time. Go into your Merkaba vehicle and call that forth and sit in it for several minutes so that you know what that's like. You feel it in your body. You recognize it in your consciousness. But when you're at Walmart, when you're at the grocery store and someone bumps into you, or you can't find what you're looking for, it's a normal response to get not upset. That's a different thing. But it's a little concerned or aggravated in a way. But you just say, oh, well, I'll go to another store, or maybe they'll have it next week. So that takes the tension off of the body and it doesn't drop. So you have to learn to navigate those day-to-day interruptions, and don't expect that you can operate at 150% light 100% of the time. We're not there yet. So I wanted to make that statement because I think a lot of people have expectations of themselves that can't be reached at this particular time. So let's move on to the teaching. In this foundational information that we've been given in the energetics to practice, there have been numerous light configurations that we have used and that we will be using continually. In the various teachings we have received in Seating of the Divine, and now in these master teachings, we have received energetic transmissions in a variety of light emanations from the creative realms of Source. These transmissions also emanate from the rays of creation. And many of you already recognize that. The different transmissions of light that I am speaking to you about come from the first three rays of creation. The first ray of creation is a massive ray that holds the creative energetics of the all that is. The second ray has a unique function in the stepping down the light energetics or accelerating the energetics of creative light. The third ray's creation purpose is to differentiate the mass of creative energetics so they can be used in specific creations in matter. Now, the first three rays of creation work together, and we have learned a lot of the rays, a lot of the energetics we use work together. The light templates, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, work together. So far, we have received creative light transmissions from the vast realm of source that are intended to be used as individual, as are us as individual creators. These undifferentiated light transmissions are not intended to be used for specific purposes, and that is why they are considered undifferentiated. This undifferentiated light was seated in our 11th chakra, where it could be drawn from as we created form, and within the second triad. The undifferentiated light is not outside of you. It is within you. It is your unified energetic system. So when you draw from that undifferentiated light, which is in your energetic system, you differentiate it with your intention and your purpose. We also receive light from the first, second, and third rays of creations as a holographic energy that was quite massive, but could be drawn from continually as we were continuously able to use what was contained in the energetics of the holograph. It was a gift that keeps on giving because these holographs can be used and drawn from time and time again, according to what your purpose is and your state of consciousness. It might be much different now than a year ago or 2 years ago. Another type of light transmission that was given was the light template. We unlocked the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates over the course of 5 years of sitting in the divine. Each of these light templates have multiple iterations. The purpose of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates has provided us with energetic patterns that guide us into an undistorted creative environment of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. These light templates provide a cosmic glue to mend the fractures in our mental emotional body, which is our most valuable creative source. Next, we were given a quadratic configuration that also emanates from the three rays of creation. The purpose of this quadratic configuration of light emanation was to provide energetic consistency. In this teaching sequence, we are given specific light emanation from the rays of creation that will assist us to use the triadic upgraded system masterfully. The light emanations are transmitted in a configuration of a light prism. The light that is drawn from the rays of creation is configured within a light prism, which when we receive it, a prism transmits light, but slows it down. The change in speed causes the light to change direction and bend. As a result, the different colors that make up white light become separated. This happens because each color has a particular wavelength, and each wavelength bends at a different angle. The light prism's function is to refract the mass of source light of the three rays of creation by slowing down the immense flow of this light and bending the direct straight flow of it as it passes into the light prism. This alters the speed of light as it enters the dense environment of matter. The light prism contains all of the colors of the rainbow, all of the creative color codes, as well as the sound codes that are needed in the upgrade that we are now receiving. Another function of this particular light prism configuration was to provide energetic frequencies so that everything that is taught at specific times can be received and integrated easily in such a refined environment. This environment provided us with the beginning ability to recognize and understand non-physical energetics of light. Now that I have described the different types of creative source light transmissions that we've received, let us welcome the Council of 12 to speak to us about the upgrades in our energetic triadic structure.